What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Hello Somebody, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia, where we rage against the machine, where we raise our voices against injustice and stand up for justice, where we embrace hope and joy with an optimism for a brighter, more just future. Each week, I'll be dropping knowledge, whether it's a solo episode from me or a hearty discussion with esteemed guests doing great things in spaces and places of politics, entertainment, social justice, and beyond. We get real, baby. I mean, really real. We get honest. We get up close and personal for you. Yes, you. Because everybody is somebody. Before we begin, I want to give a special shout out to my team. Thank you, Sim, Tiffany, Sam, and the team over at Good Juju Studios, Erica England, Pepper Chambers, the hot one, and my social media team. Hello, somebody. Today is a good day. We are talking about healing, hope, encouragement, and all the good in between. I have the pleasure of speaking with authors, Pastor Ebony Williamson of Alabaster Box Ministries and president of She Pours nonprofit organization, Kelsha Jones. Now, y'all know I love quotes and scriptures. So before we get started, I would like to start with a reading from Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Hello, somebody on that. Now, listen, you don't have to be religious or spiritual to just rock with words of uplift and encouragement. In this life, we need to be reminded that we will run and not faint. Hello, somebody on that. So, oh my God, Ebony and Kelsa, it's so wonderful to have you both here on Hello, Somebody today. How are you? We're going to start with the pastor. How are you, darling?
Hi, how you doing, Senator? I am doing well.
Very good. And Madam President, how are you?
I'm fine, Senator. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good. I'm mighty fine. I got to tell you something. Just really blessed to order this book, to receive this book. I think especially at moments like this, it is important that we step back and look at our lives, reflect on our lives, and just really pour into ourselves. And I think that the heaviness that many people feel right now is coming from not just everyday strife, but also the fact that this pandemic has definitely taken its hold on people all over the world. And it is having impacts that sometimes people might not necessarily recognize at first. So when I ordered your book, Seeds of Healing, a 90-day devotional, it was absolutely right on time. So I want to ask you both, starting with Pastor Ebony, what made you team up and decide to write a book like this, which is an active book? It's not something that somebody reads and put on the shelf. You actually want people to be engaged in the reading of this book.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Kelsha and I were at a time in our life where we both were going through some tumultuous times in our marriages. And we were going through and was going back and forth with each other on a call saying, this is what I'm going through. This is what's happening in my life. What are we going to do? You know, the struggle was really, really real. And, you know, being, you know, ministers and, you know, a pastor is difficult, right? To open up to so many people. You fear the way people perceive you having a high office in ministry. So we only had each other. We only had each other to glean with. So what happened is one day we were at a conference and we were doing the words of the day. And Kelsha was like, you know what, Ebony, I think that, you know, we should write a book about, you know, the words that we are giving one another and what we're going through. I believe if we're getting blessed every day, you know, with these words of encouragement, someone else that's going through the same issues that we are may we may be able to help them go through their situation as well.
That's beautiful. And President Kelsha?
So we understand, too, that sometimes when we get wounded physically, it's so easy to take the steps that we need to start the healing progress because we actually see the residue of the blood. So you make preparations to get the alcohol, peroxide, whatever needs to be done to start the healing process. But sometimes when it's internal, it's really hard for us to take the time to set aside that, hey, I need to work on getting healed. And so like Ebony said, we were going through such hard times in our marriages. And when we're on the phone calling and praying and crying, and she actually had the idea to, hey, let's do a word a day to encourage one another. And that really was the focus of us starting the book and having those seeds deposited within us daily. And we saw the growth that we were experiencing. We were like, if we now know, like the anger, the bitterness, anything that we were feeling, because there's a residue of internal pain that people don't realize, that's when you need to stop and say, hey, I need to be healed. But we took that time and we were actually each other's accountability partners. So when we saw those traits going on each other, we was like, hey, we need to stop. We need to chill. We need to get back to the basics and we need to get back to our foundation, which is Christ.
Yeah, beautiful. I mean, I have certainly started my engagement with the book, and I call it engagement, but I really got stuck on guilt, day 18, which is guilt, and day 19, trigger. I'm really triggered right now, sisters. I'm triggered. Whole lot of triggering going on.
Listen.
Personally, professionally, just triggered. So let's I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are joining us today who could really relate to feelings of being triggered, whether it's personal or professional. And sometimes, especially in this environment, as I said in the opening, the beginning of our conversation, a lot of the environmental pressures that people cannot see, but it is impacting their mood and their spirit, has a lot to do, I believe. Well, it's not just what I believe. I mean, the experts who understand human nature, human chemistry, folks that have more expertise in that realm than I do, certainly have been writing a lot and talking a lot about how this pandemic is actually a trigger too. And it's causing a lot of depression and sadness and anxiety and definitely certainly fear of the unknown. So, can we just talk about the different triggers and what made, you know, what is it about day 19 and the word trigger?
Ooh, Senator, that word trigger right there. So it was funny because Kelsha and I was working with the words, right? And we were going over the words because we were getting ready to write the book or try to do some layout with the book. So we're going over the different words that we already went over. One of my triggers was the word rejection. And another trigger was compromise. And the word, when it was rejected, because in my marriage, right, I felt like I was being totally and utterly rejected. And I felt like at some points that I wasn't even worthy to be married because of the way I was being treated in my marriage, the way I was being discarded in my marriage. So, you know, the feeling of rejection. And when that word came up, it triggered something in me. Even while we was talking, we dealt with it. But I realized I did not deal with it. And a lot of things times we don't want to deal with the root cause of an issue. We want to bypass the root and just deal with the surface, because if we go to the root and we expose the root and that is rotten at the bottom, we don't want to deal with that root. But in order for you to be healed, like the book says, seize the healing, you got to deal with the root cause of the issue. And if you don't deal with that issue, then everything that's associated with rejection, or I've compromised my whole entire life. Because, you know, when you have your kids, I was married for 24 years, but with my ex-husband for 27 years. And so I felt like I compromised my entire life. So when we discuss compromise, you know, I would never forget. I was like, Kelsha, compromise? Oh, no, women compromise. We compromise our body. We compromise our time. We compromise work. We compromise, you know, submitting to our husband. So that word compromise really, really did something to me. And I realized that I needed to go back to the root. I needed really, really to deal with that thing. If I wanted to heal, I needed to deal with that thing. And one more thing I want to touch on, Nina, you stated that, you know, the pandemic, people don't realize that going through emotions and not dealing with it, you can have PTSD. We don't want to admit that, but we can have PTSD when we don't deal with these emotions. And we realize that everybody we are attacking and why we are attacking these people are associated with us not being healed or getting to that root.
Yeah. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Yes. For some people who may not know what that stands for, and there are many ways to have, and especially I would say the African-American community, just from a cultural historical perspective, I do believe that all of us in some ways are going through that traumatic either awakening or awakening in terms of what not only happened to our ancestors historically, but what continues to happen to us today. But we cope, we compromise a lot too, but we cope. Coping mechanisms set in, and sometimes you don't realize that those coping mechanisms, even though they're helping you make it through the day, they're really causing you a lot of stress. And there's a chemical, cortisol, that is released, you know, when people are under a lot of stress, and to constantly have the body in that state of being more times than not is certainly not healthy. So I love how you said we got to tap into, go back to the root and figure out what is triggering us before we can heal. And again, to my more secular sisters and brothers and family and friends, take healing in the way that you need to take healing. But it is, to me, to be cognizant of, and then also to be on a path to betterment. And so for people who don't necessarily rock on the spiritual side, you know, there's healing on the secular side too. We say, come all, come all, come as you are, come all. Kelsa, would you like to weigh in on the word trigger?
When we were sitting down, Ebony and I, IHOP was actually our meeting spot. That was our office as we were preparing the book. And I would never forget when we got to the word abandonment, tears began to form in my eyes. And I was reminded of the times that my ex-husband walked out, took everything that he owned and walked out. And I walked into an empty home, returning from work. And so I had to sit and deal with that. So every time that, like Ebony mentioned, that we have to deal with the root of what that abandonment came from. And in our book, what we try to talk to the readers about is we take you through four processes. We take you to the process of emotions, acknowledging that emotion. How do you feel when you think about abandonment? Where are you? Write that down, journal it down, because we understand that healing is a process. And we take you through the different words of process. Then we take you through the journey of transition, because when you're starting to heal and you're getting through different areas of your life, you will start transitioning to and ultimately healing. So we definitely, when we think about trigger, that's the beginning part, because you definitely have to acknowledge what got you to that point, but don't stop there. Keep going and gaining momentum so you can get to that healing goal.
Sure. And, you know, especially in the Black church tradition, the whole notion of testifying, and I know my sister Ebony remembers these things, having been to many churches with our mama, who was a preacher herself, a minister in the ministry. There were churches where the whole notion of testifying, you know, standing up and telling the church what you have been going through. And usually at the end of that, it's, you know, but God is not done with me yet, or how I got over. My soul wonders, looks back and wonders how I got over. Pray for me, church. I'm still going through. There is something powerful about testimony or confession. Yes. You know, the saying confession is good for the soul. Mm-hmm. What is it about going through the healing process? Because we're talking about an acknowledgement of a pain that people are enduring, whatever it is. It can be from the most simple, you know, simple to very complex. It is, to me, in many ways, that acknowledgement is a type of testimony. Let's talk a little bit about the power of testimony. And let me add to that, because you two came together and you formed a sister circle of trust. And in a way, through your journey of healing, you were testifying to each other.
Yeah, so
let's talk about testimony and having a person or persons that you can bear your soul to without judgment.
Yes. So, you know, Revelations 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimonies. So, you know, when you testify about, first of all, the goodness of the Lord, and then you have a testimony showing or telling how God brought you out, people realize that the testimony, yes, the test you had to go through, but now you went through the test and now you can actually have the testimony where you can, confirm and contest that God got you over. The hardest thing that we can do when we get to the testimony phase is go through the test or the process. People don't want to go through the process, neither do they want to get through the test or go through the test, because going through the process of the test, it is associated with pain. And if we knew that this certain thing or these certain issues or, you know, dealing with these certain people, that it would cause pain, well, we will go the other way. We will go the other route. We'll take another road. We don't want to go through the process, but it's in the moment of process, of the process moments, where you obtain your lessons, where you get your testimony, where you able to celebrate and confirm that God was able to get you over. And yes, the situation was hard. Yes, it was gloomy. Yes, that I did go through. But look at me today, because I powered through this thing, because I pressed towards the mark, I was able to get through this thing. And now I can tell you that God is able. So it's all about us understanding that, you know, God is faithful through it all. No matter what you go through, your ups and downs, that God is faithful. So finding someone that you can trust is a key factor as well. You know, you can't cast your pearls to swine. The Bible says you can't cast, or, you know, don't cast your pearls to swine. And what that basically means, you can't tell your heart or your personal business to people. You have to be careful, because if you tell your business to, you know, people that you're not close to, or you're not, or you don't trust, it may get out in the, you know, to the wrong people, or may be perceived the wrong way. So you have to be very careful with who you tell your secrets or your hurt or your heart to, because a lot of people can't carry your heart. Another thing is having that group of people that's like a rope. So the Bible also mentioned that a three-strand cord is not easily broken. Now, it didn't say, you know, there wouldn't be tension with the rope, but it the rope becomes the people that surrounding you and covering you and keep you closely knitted and guarding you while you going through. So, you know, that's why you're able to come out stronger, because you have a rope of people that's surrounding you and carrying you and helping you get to the point where you are able to testify.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So a lot of people find it hard to do the self-assessment part of just getting on the path, like understanding that even though somebody or something may be the cause or part of the cause of your challenges and your anxiety, you do have to do a self-assessment too, to see what role, if any, you have played in a particular situation. Because there are some times where you did not necessarily play a direct role, you know, maybe indirect, but you had really nothing directly to do with it. The main question, though, is how to begin the self-assessment process, not necessarily for blame, but just getting deep with yourself, because that's difficult for many people.
Oh, yeah, it is. I would first say pull away. We have so many gadgets and electronics and social media. We have so much going on. And so sometimes you can't even think clearly. So I would say pull away, get into a quiet place and get a journal. I mean, I think that's one of the best ways to really start writing how you feel, because sometimes you don't feel comfortable telling somebody. You're not ready to be that vulnerable, and that's okay. But if you put the pen to the paper and you start writing down the things, you'll start finding out what you need to work on and what's aiding you and what's bothering you. And you can start going from that moment. I did that. I sat down and I started to journal. I realized, you know what? I need to have a trusted person I can go to. So I went to counseling, because I think it's so important to be in an atmosphere where it's non-judgmental and you can talk freely. You don't have to worry about whether somebody understands or are they going to judge you, or if you're a Christian or you're not a Christian. So you just feel like you have a place where you can just be, you're totally freeing yourself. So I would definitely say, sit back, reflect on what you've been through. Like, what happened? What is causing you to even want to take a break? Acknowledge that emotion. If you're sad, why are you sad? What triggered that? and start going there. And if you have it, if you don't feel comfortable with a counselor, but you have a really trusted friend or relative, I think that's great too. Be able to expose what's going on. There is a quote that says you can't heal what you don't expose. But once you start exposing something, it gets you in preparation for that healing, because now you're saying, hey, now somebody's going to hold me accountable. So that's what we want. We want accountability, because if we don't have that accountability, it's so easy to slip back into self-pity. Woe is me. I can't believe I'm going through all of this. Or even worse, you start slipping into depression. So you need someone to, if someone knows what you're going through, they're going to, especially if they love you, they're going to keep checking on you. Hey, you okay today? What's going on? Let me get you out the house. So we need that. And so I think self-assessment, and once you start to look at where you are and bring somebody along with you to hold you accountable, I think that's great, a recipe for healing.
Some people may think that seeking help is weak, you know, especially in our toxic nature of maleness at times. And also in some cultures, we are taught that if you need help, if you need a counselor, if you need to talk to somebody, if you cry, that that is a sign of weakness. As two professionals who have counseled people, consoled people, walking the journey yourself, what words of advice would you give people who may need that kind of help, but for some reason, and I would say particularly men, not exclusively men, but particularly a lot of men feel as though if they need to talk to somebody, especially professionally, that somehow their manhood is in question and that is a weakness. And then just using the African-American community as an example for this particular question, being socialized that needing professional help is somehow is weak, that we, you know, Black don't crack. You know, we just got to keep going through. I know that's meant in terms of our aging process, but I think we carry that on sometimes in the psychological process too.
We do. With our men and our Black men in particular, we have to stop putting on a front or a facade. Women still want to respect you, because if you don't get the help you need, what's going to happen is your anger, your frustration, how you was raised by your mom, how you was raised by your dad, all of those issues that you were having as a child is going to pour over in your life and pour over in your relationship. Let me just say this. Getting help is not weak. Getting help is a sign that I love myself more than staying stuck. So get with your little guy friends, have real conversation, take the macho out of the situation, put your pride aside, and be honest about where you are. You know, we have to have a place where men can really be honest and not have to put on this, you know, this macho thing, and you're trying to be a king and your crown is crooked. I don't understand that. You can't be a king if you don't know how to lead your household. You can't be a king if you don't know how to give instruction. You cannot be a king if you don't know how to keep a job. But there's something that's keeping you, that's triggering you from not going to pursue your purpose, not working hard to be a better person. And so, you know, a man's reflection, once they get with a wife or, you know, a long-term girlfriend, you should see your reflection out of your significant other or your partner. If you don't see your reflection shining from you, then young men, you know, boys, you need to question, what am I doing wrong? What work do I need to do on myself? And that's a part of the self-assessment. And once again, being honest and putting that pride aside. Mental issues, we suffer gravely with that, with mental issues. Men, it is okay if you're having mental issues. We won't think that you're weak. We won't think that you're crazy. We won't think anything. We will look at you and say, oh my God, this person was honest enough to say, He needed help. And one thing I can say in our culture, specifically African-American, we shield, we hide the fact that we need to go to counseling. We hide the fact that we need help. We hide the fact that we have any mental issues, because once again, what happens in this house stays in this house. But for our king, so in order for you to heal and then get with another, your significant other, you have to be able to say, I'm broken. I'm stuck. Mm-hmm. I'm hurt myself, and yeah. I need to be healed. So yeah, get the help you need.
Amen to that. And it's just the way we're socialized in this society. And I think it has an extra special, it carries an extra special burden for the Black community, thinking about our history and how really this world did not care about our pain and our struggle. Matter of fact, this country caused a lot of our pain and struggle and trauma.
Right. Absolutely.
And we were not allowed to show weakness or emotion because that could get you killed or get you whooped or maimed, you know? And so a lot of that is a carryover.
Yes.
Is subliminal. We don't even know we're carrying it over because it's just been programmed into us generation after generation. And you know what I often say, that just because something was past doesn't mean it has to be the present. We can shake off them. We can shake it off, baby, and do a new thing in our time. But it is important to have a cultural perspective. And it's not only the African-American community, but in terms of our unique experience in this country generationally, that has been programmed into us, both Black men and Black women. And I would say especially men. But there are other, like the American culture itself, just globally, programs into men this kind of masculinity that does not show air quotes weakness, you know, which it kills.
Real quick,
why women live a little longer, because we let it out, baby. Most of us do, but we will,
yes, we do.
And crying is healing, you know, it really is a cleansing process, and we don't sometimes think about it that way. So I want to close this conversation with a quote, a scripture, and ask both of you to elaborate on it, starting with Kelsha. And it says, his word can begin to sow seeds of hope, restoration, peace, and ultimately healing. Man, that is so beautiful. Why that? Why that?
You know what? I was reading the book, because I still pick it up and look at the words myself. And what scripture that comes to mind all the ways is Hebrews 4:12. It says, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. So the word actually penetrates your heart and it starts to work. It starts to get you in an area and it starts to work different areas of your life. It'll start to bring you to the point of self-awareness, which brings healing. When we talk about it, sow seeds of encouragement. One thing I love the scripture that says, I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, especially those days when it's hard and you're losing your confidence. You need that word to stand on. You need some encouraging words. He says, my word will not return void. It shall accomplish everything it's supposed to accomplish. So when you start to read the word, you start to build on that momentum. And you start to get stronger and stronger daily, which is so the reason why we were able to heal effectively is because we had the word of God.
There it is. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, that's a word.
Yes, snap, that snap, snap. Word.
And Miss Ebony.
Yes, ma'am. So, you know, the word of God is powerful, right? It is a healer. It is a sustainer. It is a lifter up our heads. And so one of mine is John 1:1, and I have to go back to the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So in that is a mouthful, but we understand that the word is powerful. The word of God will give you strength. The word of God will carry you through. The word of God will encourage you. The word of God will break cycles. The word of God will bring you through. The word of God will restore you. The word of God will heal you. So it was us diving in the word of God and pulling those scriptures that made our situation live and bearable, that we were able to heal and overcome. And because of that, that's really the reason why we wrote the Seeds of Healing. So hopefully that this book will begin to plant the seeds, you know, in your life, and somebody may water it, and God, hopefully God, you know, will help it grow. But this, we're praying that this book would be able to give you, open up your eyes, to see the things or the issues that you're struggling with, being honest with yourself, staying in that place or that word, even if it take you 2 or 3 weeks, stay there. Marinate in that word until you deal with the what, why, and how I got there in order for you to get a complete and total healing. So I'm hoping that that's what Seeds of Healing do and accomplish for your lives.
Well, amen. This is a segment where I say amen often, but I'm going to say it again. Amen and amen and amen. Seeds of Healing, a 90-day devotional by Ebony Williamson and Kelsha Jones. Man, baby, y'all got to pick up this book. Now, Sister Turner is stuck on triggers. Don't get stuck. Keep going. But I'm stuck on triggers. I'm going to get past it, but I'm just resting. Let me not say I'm stuck. I'm resting, on triggers. I'm resting right there, on triggers. Doing some self-assessment on the triggering. So, yes, on indeed. The triggering. Please, please, please get this book and pick it up for somebody that you love. This is a wonderful, wonderful book. And you do not, I repeat, you do not have to be somebody that is deeply steeped in the Christian tradition to find some uplift and some hope and some nuggets of encouragement. You don't have to be. This is for everybody. Come one, come all. And if this particular thing is not your thing, find the thing that's your thing.
Please.
Find it so that once we individually are better people, we can let that light of ours so shine and be better people to other people. But we can't be better people to other people if we're not better people to ourselves. Charity starts at home. Charity starts with us as individuals. And each and every one of us, I truly, truly believe, have been put on this earth for something special, something unique. We are not expendable, even though sometimes life makes you feel as though you are. You are just as unique as that fingerprint on your finger, baby. Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's you. Hello. Can't nobody duplicate you. Yes. Nobody can duplicate you. Yes, so much love. I'm feeling the energy. I'm feeling the love, feeling renewed. Thank you both so much. And if someone wants to find you both or to pick up a copy of Seeds of Healing, a 90-day devotional, where should they go?
You can actually go on Amazon or anywhere books are sold, or you can go to shepours.org/book, and you can order through there, and we can actually sign the copy for you.
Very good, because some people don't do the Amazon thing, even though, you know, Jeff Bezos, baby, I'm talking to you because I know you listen to Hello Somebody. You need to go and pay your workers. Stop playing.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, that's another show for another time. But so they can go to Amazon and they can go. Kelsa, give that one more time.
You can purchase through shepours.org/book, and you'll be able to get an autographed copy.
It has been a pleasure. And you know what's so beautiful about this is that the person whose vision it was to have Black Effect, because you are listening to Hello Somebody on the Black Effect Network on iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. But Charlemagne the God, I mean, he, you know, talks a lot. He has written a book about, I mean, the title is not healing, but it is about having some self-awareness about mental trauma. And you know, to be able to have this conversation with you all today just made me think about him and the courage that it took to write a book like that. And not just only to write a book, but on all of his social media, he often gives a good word or asks people to reflect and think about themselves so that a certain type of healing can begin. So this is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm so glad to have been able to have you both on Hello Somebody.
Thanks for having
touching
us.
Touching somebody. Yeah, it's our pleasure.
change is coming, the pain is numbing. Try to shoot for the stars if you gon' aim for something. Embrace the love for your brother and sister. Unity's the missing brush, we need to puzzle this picture. Let's paint it up, frame it up, for the world to see. Hang the hatred up. Enough is enough, is enough. Making changes on us, interna. Her voice is the truth, her wise words inspire the youth to keep their eyes on the roof. It's the end, never give up, keep conquering goals. To the eye, intelligence, silver, wisdom is gold. Back to the end, now is your time, stay firm, don't fold. To the A, all you need is the three bones, that's what Granny said. Now I'ma make sure these words from Granny spread. For all of here, just give her your ear. She can take you to the promised land, I swear. World peace is what they fear. From Queens to Cleveland, Ohio, we here. Famous.
Hello Somebody is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey everyone, it's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.